KO4, NNH, KO4, HKX. You still there, Fred?
KX, KO4, NNH. Yeah, I'm here, Patrick. What's up?
I was just giving you a shout back. I'm finally out of the black hole.
Nice. Hey, did you happen to see if you had any of those tools for removing those C-clips?
Started down the mountain this morning, so I will look when I get to my first stop and text you. But also, one more quick question. That ring is not recessed down in a hole or anything, is it? Way down in a hole. It can be about 2 to 3 inches.
Standard-wise, it's right about a quarter of an inch. We measure mil there. It's about 5 mil inside of a hole.
I just wanted to make sure it wasn't recessed down in a really tight area or something, because that'll take a different set of pliers.
Well, the thing is that the MC rivet gun that this C-clip go on, we've got one in a very tight space. We don't really have a way to pull it off without really using like 5 different screwdrivers. And then we got another one that you can bring down the this special tool we got for exposing the C-clip and pull it off every time with just a pair of pliers and one screwdriver.
Time that I have you had any interaction with that deadly little E-clip, you end up using a screwdriver to finish getting it off, and you end up reuse it. You end up using another one. That's just a one-time use deal there on those E-clips, because it spreads them out with the pliers.
I do think that those kits we use to rebuild those with come with new clips.
Those E-clips like that in automotive also, in some transmission applications, and sometimes they're tough to get to because they're way down in a little tight hole, and it's no fun at that point.
Kind of attest to that, the rivet guns we deal with that drive on a motor is, it's a roll pain in the butt, to say the least, Patrick.
First stop in probably, I don't know, 15, 20 minutes, and then I'll look and let you know. I'll shoot you a text message. I know you're probably getting close to your house.
Right by my house, I just have to stop by the food line nearby. I thought you, I like talking radio. I can't seem to be on the mobile where my driveway without not hearing the repeater.
Well, in my driveway too far, I lose the repeater also. So I know what you're talking about. Sometimes I'll be just sitting right at the top of the hill. The wife will open the door. What are you doing?
John, he's playing radio. Right?
Microphone up, and she'll shake her head and shut the door and go on.
I need to get her license and come on this frequency.
I've been trying. When I went down Saturday morning to upgrade, she was sitting out in the vehicle waiting on me, and there was ladies in there administering a test, and I was telling them they need to be on the repeater more so that I can convince my wife to get her license.
Oh, Lord, that's funny. Yeah, I hear you there. I still find it kind of funny that KO4RYP and Chad's wife got her license, and she I hear her come on and nag Chad every once in a while.
They're a funny couple to listen to and talk to. I enjoy giving Chad and Daniel a hard time, but Chad, you gotta be careful because Anna's listening, and you never know when she'll get him.
Fair point. Well, let's go ahead and try to see if we can wake up the bear. KO4 NUE, KO4 NNH. Patrick.
Yeah, I didn't figure he'd be up yet. I kind of know what he's got planned today, so it's not time for him to be there yet. So I didn't figure he'd be up on the radio.
I've heard him come on the radio this early time to time, so I couldn't help but try.
Sometimes when he's over there at the cabin, he'll wake up early and chime in here before he's had his first cup of coffee.
I remember that one day, I think it was me, you, and I think Steve may have been up at the time, too, and he came on.
Usually a Wednesday morning, he's over that way.
Well, Patrick, you doing runs all week, or you taking Thanksgiving Day off?
I am working Monday and Tuesday. I am playing tool guy on half a day Wednesday, and I'm taking the rest of the week off.
Well, I ain't saying this, but if I had Wednesday night, Thursday night off, and this is my normal weekend off, so Friday night, Saturday night, I'm automatically off. Man, let me tell you what, if I get Wednesday night, Thursday night off, I'm going to be out of town, unfortunately. Well, unfortunately for me, because I want to play on the computer more.
My plan this weekend is to get my HF rig set up on the computer, get it all hooked up where I can start doing some of the digital modes, and then just relax and have a good time and hang out with my wife and my son and play radio a little bit, and that's it.
Are you wanting to do ST8 or ST4 or anything like that on HF?
That, yes. There's digital modes. What is it? ST8, PSK31, and then WinLink, where you can send an email. I'm trying to get that stuff set up.
Well, cool, and we can manage to meet up tomorrow. I can pull my settings off my radio and kind of, or at least show you the settings that I use on my radio to get to talk to my computer.
Appreciate that. What radio do you have? I think I've ever asked.
I have the same base station, a Yaesu ST9918.
You are correct.
I think our antennas are different.
I was talking to Bill, M4, WHM Bill out of Hartwell, and Andrew last night on HF, on 80 meters. So, mine's working pretty good. It's not up perfect, but I need to do some work to it.
What are you using, bud? Are you using an inset, vertical, dipole? I'm actually using a Titan DX antenna made by Gap. It's a vertical antenna.
Vertical might work better for me, but right now I have one of the Incom center-fed dipoles in an inverted V, or almost inverted V.
Okay, I think I know what you're using now. nice, man. I can actually, if I remember correctly, I can tune the upper side of 80, but all the other bands, excluding 60, I have, like, flat SWR on. It is unreal with the vertical I have.
Looking to get some more information from you on that then, because I'm kind of limited on space in that dipole where you're 120 feet long. That's what I have a problem with.
Yeah, I can only imagine there. I've been looking into doing a infed for DXing, but I've noticed I'm actually getting pretty far out in my vertical, so yeah, I can get you the name of that tomorrow, if we meet up tomorrow too, if you want.
Get down here and I'll shoot you a text here, and that way you can get on in the house and I'll see what I got, and if not, I'll see how quick I can get it.
Station ID. Yeah, Patrick, I'm in no rush, man. I was just curious, see if you happen to have one on hand, I might be able to go take off your hand. Nothing safe.
For some reason, I'm thinking I do, but I don't think it's on the tool truck with me right now because I still have stuff out of the other tool truck I haven't gotten all the way through. Just kind of being lazy. So I may have to dig through it tonight.
I'm not in any rush. It's just, I just sat here and remembered about it whenever we were building those rivet guns this weekend. be a lot easier with the tool.
Correct tool for the job makes everything easier.
And through that, I can't. That is the absolute truth there.
Okay. But you would be surprised at how many guys I deal with would rather beat their head against the wall than to spend, you know, the $50 buying whatever it is to do the job right and easy.
Yeah, I kind of feel that. I kind of understand that one. I've actually used, well, I can't tell you how many uses I've used one of my screwdrivers for.
Screwdrivers get used for pry bars all the time and chisels and you name it. They're not just a screwdriver.
Drill bits, picks, I mean, the list can go on and on. That's at least the main two I use a flathead screwdriver for.
Make a set of screwdrivers they call pry drivers, just for prying on and beating on.
Well, I wonder what gave them that idea. I mean, oh man, that's hilarious they did that.
Funny too, and I had some customers that as soon as I seen them when they come out, I took it right to them because they were the perfect candidate to test this thing.
Feedback on them, I'm guessing they're lasting.
Warranty one of them out yet, let's put it that way, and it's been about a year, year and a half they've been out now, and he's not warrantied one, and he's my number one warranty customer.
Oh, that, Patrick, you should see the way I break tools and them having to constantly warranty my job. I can't tell you how many times I've broken a 2-foot breaker bar already.
He does that all the time, quite regularly. But he's a Tasmanian devil on tools, let's put it that way. I'm trying to think of a nice way to put it on the air.
I understand that one. Oh, man, but hey, at least they got the lifetime warranty, right?
It's not everything. Companies have been changing that a lot lately. Not everything's got a lifetime warranty on it anymore.
Pretty shocked by that. Last time I bought a Snap-on tool, it was actually lifetime warranty. And a lot of the tools in that tool truck had a lifetime warranty on it.
Oh, most of it does. Your hard line, your screwdrivers, sockets, all that stuff, it all does. But there's some things that everybody thinks that everything you buy off a tool truck has a lifetime warranty. Not everything does.
I have to keep that in mind next time I go on one of your tool trucks then.
I usually tell you and it's printed on the receipt if it doesn't. Like battery tools, they only have a 2-year warranty on them. Air tools, 2 years. I'm trying to think of something else. Screwdrivers, all that stuff, it's all lifetime. Some of your specialty tools that you got to get from other companies, they have the warranty on it. We don't. They're the ones that control it. And they'll limit it to, you know, 3 years or 5 years or some crazy something.
That's pretty interesting the way that all that works. You really got my gears going there, how all that warranty stuff works. I got, I've got a lot of Harbor Freight tools that have limits of a lifetime warranty, and I have a lot of lifetime warranty stuff on it, too, so, interesting.
Eye-opener for me, also, when I started in the business, like I said, I've turned wrenches 20 years before, and, you know, I knew when I bought a scraper, it didn't have a lifetime warranty, or, you know, that kind of stuff, but the things that don't have it are kind of interesting sometimes. I won't say it's really a surprise, but it's kind of interesting what kind of warranty they do have.
Well, Patrick, I actually need to go ahead and get on home. I think I've overstayed my welcome in the grocery parking lot. I know the instant I make this turn, I'm going to be in that dead spot.
Well, Fred, you have a good morning. Enjoy talking to you. And I'm almost at my destination, so as soon as I get my computer fired up, I'll check into that.
I hope everything goes well for you, man. I hope you have a great two and a half days. 73, KO4NNH, I'll be clear after your final.
Fred, have a good day. Again, enjoy the QSO. Look forward to talking to you again, and I'll get that information to you. KO4HKX, and I'll be clear. 73.